Good evening. Happy New Year. So you guys probably heard this. You know why God put a star in the sky, right? Because no man in the right mind would ever stop and ask for directions. And to go right there. And if we expand on that, if the ladies would have been in charge, not only would they have gotten there early, they would have helped with the delivery, had words with the person that didn't let them stay. But anyway, we talk about the Epiphany. And just like most readings, there's much more in what we heard than just that initial, the stories. We're going to focus on three different kinds of people. Okay? We've heard about them over the last several weeks and come to a head today. The first we're going to talk about is King Herod and his people. Then we're going to talk about the Magi and the shepherds. And we're going to talk about the priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees. And we're going to talk about how each of them reacted on the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. And from that, maybe we're going to get a little bit of insight and see whether or not we find ourselves more like one than the other. I'd like to think that none of us are going to be like King Herod and hoping for the death of Christ, so we're just going to take that one right to the side. We're going to focus on the other two. Right? We're going to focus on the scribes and the priests. And then we're going to focus on the Magi and the shepherds. The first two readings kind of set the stage for things that are going on. So when we talk about the priests and the scribes, what we saw in them were those that knew. They knew when the Messiah was going to be born. There's almost 500, I think, prophecies in Testament about when this was going to happen. So they knew. In fact, King Herod talked to them about it, said where. And they knew. Yet how did they react when Christ was born? They were put out a little bit. Why was that? Well, they weren't in it for the relationship with Christ. Christ's arrival really started to influence their power, their status. They weren't overjoyed by it. They were a bit threatened by it. Not what you would expect from people that put on an air of being faithful and religious. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, because are there times that maybe we're like that? Or are there times that you've seen Christians acting in a way that they label themselves Christians, but they're interested in first and foremost in their power, in their control, in their status? That they're not faithful to the word and the teaching. What they're faithful to is what's good for them. Talk about the shepherds and the Magi. Now, they were a little bit different. They worshipped him. Now, how many of us heard, growing up, about the three kings? Right? Coming to see three kings. I don't want to spoil everyone's thought on this, but we heard it's not kings that came, it was Magi. And Magi were not kings. What they were they actually worked for kings. They'd read the stars. They'd answer kind of prophetic questions, when and where, and kings would go to them and ask for guidance. In that time, Jews really looked at them kind of suspiciously. They looked at them as maybe a little bit evil, because they're predicting stuff that maybe they shouldn't be able to. Some of them even looked at them as possibly pagans. But one way or another, they did not look at them as any kind of religious person or anyone that they should mix with, so to speak. Now, what about those Magi? When they came to Christ, What did they do? Did they do him homage? Did they show him the respect in recognizing him as a king? Now, if people in that time looked at them as pagans, as possibly a little bit below them on the status, things like that, God still allowed them to come forward and do honor to his son. What message does that send? The one that we've been talking about all along. That Christ isn't just for the select people. Isn't just for the chosen ones. Christ came for everybody, including those that they in that time thought might have been below, including those that sometimes us in our time look at and go, maybe you're a little bit below. So let's reflect on those two people, on those two groups of people. The ones that showed an air of religious and status, yet when the time came, refused to do what was right and give glory to Jesus Christ. Because it impacted their standing. Or those that had standing, that people looked at as being a little bit below, but recognized exactly who Christ was, came, bowed, and did him homage. Where is it that we fit? No one here is with King Herod. But how many of us have been with the scribes and the priests at times? I have. How many of us have been with the Magi and shepherds at times? I have. How many of us jump between them? Probably most. But what I want us to think about as we go forward is in this night of the Epiphany, or as we celebrate the Epiphany, I hope that we all have an epiphany of our own. And that epiphany being our standing and our relationship with Christ, where it is and where it should be. That's a New Year's resolution for all of us. That we move a little bit more towards that standard of the Magi and the shepherds, a little bit farther away from the standards of the priests and the scribes in that time. We do that, we work on that relationship. That's the epiphany that we should reflect on.